Welcome to the Dairy Defined podcast. This Friday, the FDA is holding a public meeting on horizontal approaches to food standards of identity modernization, seeking public comments. Now, horizontal means changes that would cut across entire categories of standardized foods. Clay Detlefson, Senior Vice President for Regulatory and Environmental Affairs at the National Milk Producers Federation, says there are reasons to be concerned about the horizontal approach.
So what FDA is doing is they're taking a look at the numerous standards of identity that are out there, and they're trying to figure out how they can be improved or modernized, as they call it, in an efficient manner. So they're proposing this concept of a horizontal change, basically changing all of the standards of identity at once. It's a nice approach on its face, but I think when you start to get into the details, concerns start to surface.
In some cases, horizontal changes could lead to ice cream that, in essence, doesn't have any cream in it, Detlefson said. And that's not good for consumers.
Consumers have to get what they expect. And when I buy a carton of ice cream, I expect to have ice cream in it. So I think that's very important. Transparency, fair dealing, I think those are all important, and not misleading consumers. And I think if we go down this road, consumers could definitely be misled.
Transparency and honesty are the bedrocks of strong standards of identity, Detlefson said.
Really, it's promoting honesty and fair dealing to consumers. That's really what it's all about. Making sure they get what they expect and understand what the product is and what it isn't. So if it's going to have a certain level of nutrition, that nutrition is there.
And wholesale changes that don't take into account the often idiosyncratic considerations of the food world may be changes where the FDA would want to tread lightly. That's Dairy Defined. See you in a couple weeks.